Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Alan Bannister. Batting sixth. The DH, Jorge Horta. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Batting ninth. The catcher, Marv Foley. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Francisco Barrios. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Kip Young. And now, play ball. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Garr moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon bunts towards the mound. Young fields it and throws to third for the out. Washington moves to second. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Washington moves to third. There goes Lemon trying to get to second. Morales throws the ball into Whitaker, who relays the ball to Trammell, who tags Lemon for the out. Soderholm moves to second. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Washington scores. Soderholm scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta takes first base on ball four. Bannister moves to second. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur takes first base on ball four. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Foley and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker takes first base on ball four. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. LaFleur moves to third. Whitaker moves to second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp takes first base on ball four. LaFleur scores. Whitaker moves to third. Staub moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitaker scores. Staub scores. Kemp moves to second. It's 3-2, Tigers. Ron Schuler now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Kemp moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kemp scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Tigers. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Tigers. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Garr reaches second base with a double. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Washington bunts towards the mound. Young fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Garr moves to third. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garr scores. Washington moves to third. It's White Sox, 4, Tigers, 4. Steve Baker now pitching. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive towards third. Soderholm reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bannister hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Horta takes first base on ball 4. Bannister moves to second. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-1 in the game. Pryor takes first base on ball 4. Bannister moves to third. Horta moves to second. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a pop-up towards short. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Garr hits a line drive into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Thompson hits a line drive towards first. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-4, Tigers. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a pop-up towards short. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Soderholm hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Tigers. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Bannister takes first base on ball 4. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Horta is called out on strikes. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bannister moves to third. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Pryor strikes out. Two outs. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Foley takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Baker Bannister scores. Johnson moves to third. Foley moves to second. It's White Sox, 6, Tigers, 6. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Garr takes first base on ball 4. Jack Billingham now pitching. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Randy Scarbury now pitching. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Whitaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Whitaker moves to second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Kemp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitaker scores. Staub moves to second. It's 7-6, Tigers. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Parrish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Staub scores. Kemp goes all the way around to score. It's 9-6, Tigers. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Morales hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garr. Morales reaches second base with a double. Parrish scores. It's 10-6, Tigers. Laron Lagro now pitching. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Soderholm hits a line drive into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bannister hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the White Sox 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Trammell moves to second. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, LaFleur hits a pop-up towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lagro fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Foley hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the White Sox 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Parrish hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Morales strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Washington moves to second. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Washington moves to third. Lemon moves to second. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Soderholm hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Soderholm reaches second base with a double. Washington scores. Lemon scores. It's 10-8, Tigers. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Billingham covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the White Sox 8. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-3 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trammell. The throw from Foley and he is safe. Trammell steals second. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Mike Proley now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister fields it and throws to second for the out. Trammell moves to third. 2 outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the White Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Lynn Jones now playing center field. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morales. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Pryor strikes out. 1 out. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garr for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 8. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.